AP Sports.
I'm Chuck Freeman.
Quincy Hall became the latest American to electrify Olympic track and field with an out-of-nowhere comeback, sprinting from far behind in the 400 meters to reel in three runners and capture the gold medal. Hall says he never let up after the quick start.
That was probably my fastest time of me ever getting out. I ran 20:90, I guess. But these guys, I knew these guys were going to get out, and they're going to come for blood early. They're going to go out and try to see who can throw who they could throw off the race.
United States women's basketball team beat Nigeria 88-74, and they advanced to the semifinals, extending their record-winning streak to 59 in a row. United States men look to reach the gold medal game for the 18th time in 20 Olympic appearances. They'll face Serbia in the semifinals in Paris later on tonight. The NCAA says Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh had impermissible contact with recruits and players while access was restricted during the COVID-19 pandemic. Harbaugh has been handed a four-year show cause order if he wants to return to college coaching. He is currently with the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers. Major League Baseball, a battle of the two best teams in the National League, Philadelphia and Los Angeles, and the Phillies win 9-4. Mark Myers reports.
What a night for Kyle Schwarber. The Phillies leadoff man homered three times and drove in seven runs. Schwarber led off the game with a homer. He hit a two RBI double in the fifth inning, a three-run home run in the sixth, and a solo shot in the ninth. Rookie Tyler Phillips went five innings for the win, allowing four runs. He is now 4-1. Dodger reliever Alex Vesia tagged with the loss.
The New York Mets down Colorado 5-3. Francisco Lindor, a tie-breaking two-run single in the ninth inning. San Francisco over Washington 7-4. Derek Hill's grand slam capped the five-run first inning. Miami beat struggling Cincinnati 6-4. Milwaukee defeated Atlanta for a second night in a row 8-5. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says his lineup kept plugging away after wasting scoring chances early against Braves starter Chris Sale.
Had some things go our way, but we left a small village, you know, on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away.
What a game in Pittsburgh between San Diego and the Pirates, as Josh Rountree reports.
The Padres won a wild game Wednesday night, topping the Pirates 9-8 in 10 innings. Jackson Merrill homered twice for San Diego, including a ninth-inning blast to push the game to extras. The Padres scored three in the 10th. Pittsburgh answered with a pair but couldn't push the tying run across. Kyle Higashioka also homered, and he had three RBIs for San Diego, winners of 13 of 16.
San Francisco beat Washington 7-4. American League, it was Houston downing Texas 6-4. Astros manager Joe Espada says his offense continues to show signs of breaking out.
This is a good offense. It's going to flip, you know. At some point, you just got to keep grinding, keep talking to the players about at bat, quality at bats, what they're trying to do to us, what teams see us do. There's some tendencies that we're doing that teams are watching that, so we got to just adjust. And then we did that tonight.
One day after ending their American League record-tying 21-game losing skid, the Chicago White Sox are back to losing, falling to Oakland 3-2. The New York Yankees and LA Angels split a doubleheader, as Tom Merriam reports.
The Yankees fell back into a first-place tie atop the American League East after splitting a doubleheader with the Angels. After New York won the first game 5-2, LA took the nightcap 8-2. Zach Neto hit a two-run homer in the first game, drove in six runs in game two, including a second-inning grand slam. Neto became the first opposing shortstop in the 100 seasons history of the two Yankee stadiums with six RBIs in a single game.
You know, I was just locked in on what I needed to do, you know, and I was to do everything I can to manufacture runs and, you know, get a win.
And with the Yankees splitting the doubleheader, Baltimore was able to gain some ground in the American League East, as Dave Ferry reports on the Orioles game with Toronto.
The Orioles' 7-3 win over Toronto, coupled with the Yankees' doubleheader split with the Angels, puts Baltimore even with New York atop the AL East. Anthony Santander slammed two home runs and made a terrific catch in the outfield to end the seventh inning. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde.
To make that type of play, you know, he is just so locked in to win right now. It's when he comes to the ballpark, it's all about winning tonight's game. He's going to do anything he can to win tonight's game. And tonight he carried us offensively and then makes the catch of the game. And What a tough play he made, too.
Interleague play, Arizona swept the doubleheader from Cleveland, winning 7-3 and 5-3. The Chicago Cubs playing better baseball as of late. They got the win over Minnesota, as David Schuster reports.
Michael Busch and Ian Happ both hit home runs as the Cubs defeated the Twins 8-2. Rookie Pete Crow Armstrong added a leadoff single in the three-run third frame as the Cubs won back-to-back series and finished their homestand at 5-2.
It's been a lot of guys that have kind of picked their years up and kind of got it going. And again, I say it's at the right time because we still got 45 left, and you know, we're only getting better as the season goes. And I think that's such a promising thing, being able to pick it up when the months are starting to get harder.
Five pitchers combined to hold the Twins to six hits, with Jorge Lopez picking up the victory.
Early offense for the St. Louis Cardinals in their victory over Tampa, as Mike Reeves reports.
The Cardinals defeated the Rays 5-2 with Eric Fetty picking up his first win as a Redbird. After working five innings, he allowed one run while striking out six.
That's exciting. I mean, always I've known this place to be a great stadium, great fans, and to finally get here and be wearing the Cardinals jersey, it's exciting, and I'm glad we were able to get a win on the first one.
Nolan Arenado and Alec Burleson delivered two-run doubles for the Cards.
The Cardinals trying to stay within range of the Milwaukee Brewers. Chuck Friedman, AP Sports.